UN organisations, politicians and humanitarian workers were among those invited to a conference this week in Oslo to mark the 10th anniversary of the Mine Ban Convention. The theme was the cooperation between states and civil society and how much cooperation can help to put pressing humanitarian issues on the international agenda. The Mercy Sister in charge of Jesuit Services Cambodia is Sister Denise Coblin. She shared her experience at the conference with us.
So it was very, very, very successful, and what we're pushing for now and what we'd love the listeners to Vatican Radio to push for in their countries is a complete ban on cluster munitions. These are these long, long bombs, very long bombs that contain 1,000 small bomblets inside them, and when they explode, some of the bomblets go off and some just run around on the ground like little toys for children to play with. So it's absolutely imperative that they be banned as well, because they act like anti-personnel landmines. And the Norwegian government has begun a process like the one of the Canadian government in 1997 that led to the Ottawa Treaty to ban landmines. The Oslo process is hoping to achieve an international instrument by December 2008. Already they've got 82 countries saying that they will join the process. But we're very keen, as our youngest campaigner Song Kasal said, to make sure that the treaty that goes through on them is not wishy-washy. It really addresses the issue and doesn't let countries use technical fixes and tricks and reservations to be able to use mines that cluster munitions that they manufacture.